Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Paul Casey, the author of Is Self-Employment For You? Paul, tell us how we can find your book and how we can find you online.
Well, you can go and read the first two chapters of the book. And you can go to selfemploymentforyou.net.
All right.
That's simple
so
as it is.
And
you go and you can.
Can they buy the book there?
Yes, they can.
Okay, so check it out, folks.
Find a pathway into doing that.
And we're talking about the 39 steps to success as a small business owner. What's the next one, Paul?
Organization. As an individual, I believe the time is your most precious commodity in business. It's something you can control day in and day out. There are way too many distractions today. When I wrote my book, Jim, it's interesting, it's about 5 years old now. Twitter didn't exist. Facebook essentially didn't. But I see a lot of these type of technological advancement as being incredible, but major distractions where people can spend their time during the day.
Yeah.
It doesn't drive business. And so what I submit is that you have to really be beamed and organized in how you go about your business every day. It's kind of like you do, you know, your three-hour show every day. I mean, you are absolutely focused from the time you flip that switch on to you go off.
Yep.
And that's the way I think you have to treat a day as you're approaching your business.
And thank God it's only 2 hours instead of three. I know you thought it was three.
Two?
It's only two.
Oh, no, I think you should be doing three. Okay,
I think two's enough, but you're right. I tell you, your point is well taken, and I'll tell you, a lot of if you were established in business before the social media craze happened, then you didn't get sucked into it probably. But if you're trying to start a business about the time that Twitter and Facebook hit, and LinkedIn, then you probably got a little bit diverted and got hooked into the idea that this is where people were hanging out. This is how you became relevant. This is how you made contacts. And you and I both know that there is business being done. There are people who had found some great opportunities there. But if you compare that to the amount of time spent, it's not a high percentage play. And I agree with you about that. You got to remember, social media is a tool. It's a new tool. It's not a new rule.
Right.
So
it's all about marketing. And that was my next point about Bullet is, and what I submit about marketing is that many people think they understand marketing, but they really do not.
Well, most small business owners don't know anything about marketing, and I'm not being rude. It's just the truth. We need to get better at it.
Right. That's right. And I think it's like I've seen that time and again where people don't understand the difference between marketing and public relations or the very fundamentals, and they throw an ad in a newspaper and they think that's marketing, where it's not. And what I submit is that you want to hire a marketing professional, or the minimum, go take a marketing class, absolutely understand what marketing and sales and the differences between marketing and sales, I guess. All those things, you have to have just a fundamental knowledge of it, and it'll serve you so well. And it's like you will really be able to figure out whether you are spending too much busy time on mechanisms and marketing that doesn't work.
Right.
And Twitter could be one of those. And Twitter could be the best thing, or Facebook or whatever. It can serve your company really well, but make sure it is and it's driving business.
Well, it's like anything. Make sure that whatever you're doing, whatever you're spending your money on, is performing. Make sure that you're getting some, and you can measure that whatever it's doing. You can measure it different ways. It might be PR. It might not be ringing the cash register, but it might be giving you some good PR. If that's the case, then that's worth something over time.
Well, it's a reaction here, Jim. One of the things that I suggest to people is when you get somewhat sophisticated in marketing is that when you're going to, let's say, you market, whether on the radio or whether, you know, online, whatever you're going to do, own that medium for a while rather than scattering it out a bunch of marketing all over. So, for example, if you're going to be on your radio show to advertise, give it 6-7 months. Don't do it for 3 weeks and say, I'm going to see if this works.
Yeah, it does take time. When you're going after a marketing strategy, you got to have, well, you actually need two kinds. You need one kind that will give you a call to action that hopefully will turn business around in a week or two. But then you also have to have a longer term perspective for just which is keeping your brand out there. And I think that's a big key of this thing. Hey, Paul, come back next time and let's talk about some more of your 39 points.
Like to do it.
And give us that website one more time.
It's selfemploymentforyou.net.
.net. And that's also the title of the book. Hey, Paul, thanks for being here. Good job today. Paul Casey.
Thank you, Jim.
Ladies and gentlemen, Casey Communications. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to never be afraid to try something new. Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.